And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of the astronomer Johannes Kepler, 1571, in Wilderstadt in Württemberg, Germany, who intended to become a theologian but then saw Copernicus's theory that the planets revolve around the sun, not around the earth, as evidence of a divine blueprint for the universe, and he set out to prove the theories through scientific observation. He wrote a defense of Copernicus and over his life came up with three laws of planetary motion. First, that the planets travel in elliptical orbits around the sun, and second, that the planet moves faster during the portion of its orbit that is closest to the sun. And the third law describes the mathematical relationship between the distance of a planet from the sun and the length of the planet's orbital period. Kepler, also the father of modern optics, he explained the mechanics of vision in the eye and developed lenses to correct near and far-sightedness and explain how both eyes work together to produce depth perception. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Olson, Worcester, Massachusetts, 1910, who settled in the fishing town of Gloucester and wrote an epic poem set in Gloucester called The Maximus Poems. Olson, who didn't even call himself a poet, he preferred to call himself an archaeologist of mourning, referred to his work as projective verse, an open poetic form controlled only by the sound and breathing pattern of the voice. It's the birthday of Chris Abani, born 1966 in Afikpo, Nigeria, son of a white secretary and a black West African who went to graduate school at Oxford. Abani was imprisoned several times in Nigeria for the novels he wrote, and then he wrote about his imprisonment in a poetry collection. Calcutta Republic came out in the year 2000. Abani, who said, "The problem is we're looking for something that doesn't exist. We're looking for authenticity. There is no such thing as authenticity. There is either good art or bad art. Art is never about its content. It's about its scaffolding." It's the birthday of Wilfred Sheed, born in London, 1930, moved to Pennsylvania when he was a boy. He grew up in a little village where there were almost no other children, and he spent most of his free time playing baseball by himself. He said, "I became perhaps the outstanding solitary baseball player of my generation." Author of satirical novels, including The Hack and Max Jameson, and his memoir In Love with Daylight, a memoir of recovery. And it was on this date in 1932, Radio City Music Hall opened in Rockefeller Center, the largest indoor theater in the world with a water system that could make fountains on stage and rain showers and a fog machine as well. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, Nocturne of the Poet Who Loved the Moon. I have grown tired of the moon, tired of its look of astonishment, the blue ice of its gaze, its arrivals and departures, of the way it gathers lovers and loners under its invisible wings, failing to distinguish between them. I have grown tired of so much that used to entrance me, tired of watching cloud shadows pass over sunlit grass, of seeing swans glide back and forth across the lake, of peering into the dark, hoping to find an image of a self as yet unborn. Let plainness enter the eye, plainness like a table on which nothing is set, like a table that is not yet even a table. Mark Strand's poem, Nocturne of the Poet Who Loved the Moon, from his book Almost Invisible, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.